We're in the middle of Yoredeya, Siman, Reish, Mem, Aleph. We are up to Si'if Dalet. So Si'if Dalet and Hey are based on a Gemara, a question and answer discussion in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Hey. The Gemara says as follows. They answer Sheshas the following question. Ben, Mahu Shiye Ose Shaliach Le'oviv V'Hakoso U'Lekalalo. A man was warned and with witnesses not to eat pig, and he ate the pig anyway. Yischayim Makas, they bring him in to Bezdin, they testify guilty as charged. They bring in the doctor, healthy guy, 39 Makas. Okay, bring out the man in charge of the Makas, it's his son. Is the son allowed to be the Shaliach of Bezdin to give his father Makos? Or the Kalilo to curse him, which in this case would be the father does something that makes him Chayev Nidui, some sort of excommunication, which involves cursing. Would the son be allowed to be the one to do so? So the Gemara has a whole back and forth and a whole discussion, and the conclusion of the Gemara is as follows. La kol ein haben na'ase shaliach la'avi v'la'hakosu l'kadlo. A son may never be the shaliach of Bezdin to give his father makos or to put his father in nidui, cherem, shamta, any form of excommunication, with one exception. Chutz mi mesis, aside for someone who is found liable for causing other people to worship avodah zarah. The Torah is a special pasuk by someone who is a mesis, who encourages people to worship avodah zarah. Then the Torah says, lo sacham olav, don't have any mercy on him. And there it's brought down that even the son can be the shliach bezdin to give him the punishment. So that is a little background for Si'if Dalet and Hey. Let's take a look in charge. Reish, Mem, Aleph, Si'if Dalet. Hayu aviv v'imo rishaim gemurim. His father and his mother are terribly wicked. V'ovre avera, and they are sinners. Afilu nigmar dinam lahariga. Even if the Bezdin paskins guilty as charged and the chayiv misa, death penalty, v'yotzim lehareg, and they're being taken out to be killed, asulo lahakosam ulakalalam. The son is still not allowed to curse nor hit the parents. In hika osam, okalam, patu. But if he does it, if he hits them or he curses them, he's going to be patu. He's not going to do it. But if he does it, we said earlier, yesterday we said, that if he hits or curses his parents, he's chayav misa. If his parents are being taken out to be killed, they're on death row, so he's still not allowed to do it, but if he does it, he's not deserving of death. However, if the parents did tshuva, now, the Bezdin Shel Mata does not recognize tshuva. A person who is high in the death penalty, he has to do tshuva because he's going to go up and meet Hashem as soon as they kill him. So, in terms of his relationship with Hashem, he has to do tshuva. But he could do all the tshuva he wants. He's not going to get off the hook. He's still chayav misa, chayav makas, whatever he's chayav. The tshuva only affects his relationship with Hashem. It does not affect the decision of the Bezdin. So im asu tshuva, if they've done tshuva, but they're still being taken out to be killed because the Bezdin does not deal with tshuva, harei ze chayav in herag alehem. So now, if he curses his parents, or he hits his parents, he's going to be chayiv misa for doing so. Afa pishiyotzi maharek, even though they're still being taken out to be killed. Son, since they've done tshuva, if he curses them or hits them, the son is going to be chayiv misa. Now the taz over here, sifkat and aleph. Afa pishiyotzi maharek, b'gemara, uvetur, isa. Brings down the tour, according to Gemara. The acher shehika v'kilel l'mishen nigmar dino. If somebody else comes, I'm on the taz, inner left side, top of the page. Sifkat and aleph. But you was on the right.
Yeah, because my whole
top
is on the left.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, inside. Tazlo is on the inside. Shach is on the outside. Very good. Sorry about that. Over Tur Isa, the Acher Shehika Bikilel, if another person is going to be hitting or cursing Lemi Shenigmar Dino, someone on death row, Afa Pishasa Tshuva, even though the person did Tshuva, Pater Mi Onesh Lav. He is not in violation of a Lav, he's not going to get Makas to that. Why? Hoel Maholik Lemisa, because he's on his way to be killed, it's as if he's dead. It's basically as if he has cursed or hit a dead person, which is not going to be liable for. However, Abba Beno, Chayev, Afla Achar Misa Beklala. But even if you want to consider the father as if he's been killed by the Bezdin already, as if he's dead, so we already said that a son is liable for cursing his father, even if his father's already dead. So it's not going to help that he's in death row. The son is still going to be liable. What about... What?
The Torah is more makel on the son?
We're more makel on the others, on the neighbors. The neighbor is going to be off the hook for cursing or hitting him if he's on death row.
He did tshuva. Because he did tshuva. No?
Right. Yeah. Even though he did tshuva, he's being taken out to be killed. It's as if he's dead. So the neighbor that curses him or hits him, off the hook. Normally he'd be over on a low sase. He'd be chayamakos. He's off the hook. Because the neighbor, the one on death row, we view it, he's taken out to be killed, we view it as if he's already dead. The son, though, even if the father's dead, if he curses his dead father, he's still chayim, we said. So it doesn't help it, it's as if he's dead. Even if he's 100% dead, the son is going to be liable. And what about hitting? If he hits his dead father, he's not liable for that. Va'af b'hakka'a, even when it comes to hitting, v'pater b'la'achar misa. If he hits his father after his father's already died, he's not going to be chaya misa for that. Why? Mitam de'en chaya b'hakka'a b'osa chabura. Because the only time a son is chaya misa for hitting his father is if he makes a wound. One cannot make a wound on a dead man. So it's kind of... It's kind of a technicality. You can't make a wound on a dead man. So if he hit his father after his father's died, either you can't physically make a wound or the wound doesn't count. So he's going to be putter. But here's a case where his dead father's really alive. He's not really dead. Physically he's alive. He's just being taken out. He's on death row. Okay, but Kanshai Chabura, and therefore the son is going to be chayav for cursing or hitting his father, who's on death row, being taken out to be killed. Si'if, hey. Avar aviv o'ima avera shalokim alea. If the father or mother violated a prohibition, for which a chayav makas. V'hayah ben shaliach l'dayanim, and the son is the official smacker in Bezdin. He gives out the makos. Lo yake osam. He may not hit them. If they're supposed to be put in nidui, a form of excommunication, he may not put his parents in nidui. He can't chase them. It's not the son's job. The son has to take a leave of absence, take a vacation. The son cannot be the one to be punishing the parents. Even though the parents are deserving of these punishments, and even though below are sechuva.
Okay.
So that is Sif Dalid and Hey Sif Vav. Kol Hamad, this is very, very important actually. Kol Hamavazer Ovivimo, one who degrades his parents, Afilu Bidvarin, even with only with words, Afilu Baramiza, even if it's just with hinting. He makes subtle, snide, comments that are aimed towards his parents. Hareze bichlal oror mipi hagvura. He is cursed by Hashem. Shenamar, the pasuk says, Arur makle aviv v'imo. That cursed is the one who degrades his parents. That's in Parshas Kisavo by the brachos and the klalos. V'yesh lebezdin l'hakos, I'll say, the bezdin should punish him. Makas mardus with makas midrabanam. V'la'anosh, they should punish such a child, kefi masha ra'ui. Such a rebellious child should be properly punished. Haga notes, says Rama. Mishin is chayev shvua libno bebezdin. Let's say the son, who we've already discussed, the son, kibud av v'eim, comes from the father, financially. The father has to foot the bill. So if the son is suing the father in Bezdin, which he's allowed to do, let's say the father has to take a shvua, right? Mode of mixes. You owe me $100. No, I don't. I only owe you $50. The rule is mode of mixes chayev shvua. You have to swear. So I claim my father owes me $10,000. He says, no, I only owe you $5,000. Now he has to swear. So ein mashbia b'shvua sheyesh ba'olah. He should not make him swear with a shvua that carries with it a punishment of being cursed if you're not telling the truth. Because that would make his father take such a shvua. I'm not such an expert on the different types of shvuas, but making his father take a shvua that carries with it a curse is equivalent to trying to curse your father. There are different types of shvuas. He has to swear in Bezdin. He should not do the swearing that carries with it a curse. He should do the swearing that does not carry with it a curse. Se'ev Zion. Shtuki. What's a shtuki? Perish shtok likro es aviv b'shem kamo she'amar b'berkas ha'yuchzen. Ezeu shtuki koshamakas imo v'inamakas aviv. He knows who his mother is. If he says, yep, dad, his mother says, shh, because we don't really know who his father is. Okay? His mother is not married. She has a baby out of wedlock. We don't know who the father is. That's called a shtuki. So chayev al hakaas v'kilulas imo, he's chayev for hitting or cursing his mother. However, eino chayev al aviv, he's not chayev for cursing or hitting his father, because we don't know who the father is. So what's the chiddush? Continues the machaber. Afal pi shenivdaka imo, even though they cross examined the mother, the Amra, and she said, I was pregnant from Bob, and Bob is the father. The Amra ben Ploni, who Bob is his father, Eino ne'enash al piha. We don't believe her to the point that if the son goes, hits, and curses Bob, that we're going to kill the son for cursing or hitting his father. Because we don't really know that it's the father, we only know based on what she says, and she's not the most upright citizen, and she is not, I don't know if she's believed at all, but she's certainly not believed in this area. Se'if Ches. Beno, meha shifcha o meha kusis. Somebody lives, whether they get married in common law or not, halachically it's not recognized. Someone lives with a shifcha, that's a shifcha knainis, a goyish maidservant, oh meakuzis, or with a shiksa, a non-Jewish girl. So Reuven is with either a shifcha or a kuzis has a baby. So halachically, it's not Reuven's baby. We follow the mother. The mother's not Jewish, the baby's not Jewish. Halachically, we don't recognize the fact that Reuven is the father of this baby. That's not recognized halachically. And therefore, Eino chayev lo al aviv, he's not chayev for hitting or cursing his father. Velo al imo, he's also not chayev for hitting or cursing his mother. Perhaps because she's not Jewish. Oh, you say he's not even Jewish. That's a good point. I didn't think of that. Good point. I missed that. Okay, good. Right. He's not even Jewish. Right. He's not even Jewish. Is this one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach? That is an excellent question. So it's not officially one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I missed that point. It could be he converts, but then we say that Gershin is Gaya Kakatish and Ola Dami. When he converts, does not, his biological relationships don't count. He's like a newborn baby without parents. Lechein, similarly, Misha Haisa Harasa Shalom Bikdusha. So here you have a woman who conceives. It doesn't really matter, I don't think, if her husband, if the man who impregnated her is Jewish or not Jewish. She's not Jewish. She, in the 6th month of pregnancy, she decides to convert. She converts. So when she conceived, she's not Jewish. When she gives birth 3 months later, she is Jewish. So what's the status of that baby? So this is a very complicated topic. Actually, Nafyomi finished Yevamos today. I'm a little bit behind. And it was whole sugya in Yevamos discusses this, discussed in different places. And basically, it turns out, it's like this. The baby is Jewish. The question is why? Is the baby Jewish because he's born to a Jewish mother? And we look at the time of the delivery. When she delivered the baby and she gave birth, she was Jewish and therefore her son is Jewish. Or do we say that just like she converted, her baby inside of her converted also? So he's born more as a, they're both born Jewish, but he's born as a convert, not as born from a Jewish mother. And what is his relationship to his father? And what is his relationship even to his mother? So here it says, Misha Haisa Harasu Shalom Biknusha, Avabi Shaledaso Biknusha. So he's not going to be Chayiv for hitting or cursing not his mother, not his father, because when the mother got pregnant, she was not Jewish. Now, there is a Rambam over here. Did I write it down? The Rambam wants to say that it seems like it should be a medrash. It doesn't seem like the Rambam can say such a thing on his own. And I thought I saw somewhere it quoted something. But they just like quote the Rambam saying this, but it's like such a drashic thing. It's hard to believe the Rambam would say it on his own. But the pasuk says, Mekalel aviv v'imo opposed yumas. One who curses his mother and his father shall be put to death. So says the Rambam, you need to have the potential to be put to death for the mother and the father to be put to death for either one. It means if there's no father in the game for which he can be chayav misa for cursing, then even though there is a mother in the game, he will not be chayav misa for cursing his mother. Because there's no possibility of him receiving a death penalty for cursing his father. Because his father is out of the game. Because his father is not Jewish. Because he's not considered related to his father, for whatever reason. So the Shulchan Aruch actually doesn't discuss it. I think the Torah brings it down from the Rambam. Here, the Torah just goes, the Shulchan Aruch just says straight that he's not going to be chayav. He doesn't explain. Okay. There's a lot of room here for extra homework. Okay, Seif Tess. Ger. Now you have a real live convert. So do we say that he's like a newborn baby and his parents have no connection to him? Halachically, his biological parents are not his halachic parents. So it's a free-for-all, says the Shulchan Aruch. No. Ger oser lekalem aviv ha'ovei kochavim ula hakoso. The convert is not allowed to curse nor hit his father. V'lo yivazehu. And he may not degrade his father. Shelo yomru. Not because it's halachic father. It doesn't really fit into the halachic category of father. But it's a technical, it's a separate point. Shelo yomru. Banim l'kedusha chamura l'kedusha kala. This is a concept that comes up in different places. If you act in a certain way as a guy, and now you become Jewish, and that thing becomes permissible, so then people are going to say, oh, he converted, and he went down in holiness. Beforehand, he would never talk that way to his father. He would never talk that way to his mother. He would never act that way. So, When he converted, all of a sudden he's acting in a way that he never would have done as a guy, even though perhaps halachically he'd be allowed to do it as a guy, perhaps one could say that. But it's standard way, in the standard way of doing things, the average guy on some level respects his parents. In fact, we learn that a lot of our halachos of Kibbutz Av Aim from Dama ben Sina, who was a guy who wouldn't wake up his father when the keys were under his pillow. So over here, people are going to say he went from a higher level of a Kedusha as a guy to a lower level of Kedusha as a Jew. And that would be a terrible thing for people to say. And therefore, he's not allowed to disgrace his parents at all. Abba. Eved shenishtacher, but when you have an Eved kinayim who goes free, ein lo yichus. He's not considered to have any relationship to his parents at all. Not when he's free and becomes a full Jew, and not as an Eved. An Eved is considered to have no connection. A guy has a connection to his parents. A guy, the father's a guy, the mother's a guy, the kid's a guy, there's a goyish relationship there. The halacha, Torah recognizes the father's a guy, the mother's a guy, the kid's a guy. There's a relationship there. The kid will inherit his father. The Torah, in different places in Tanakh, we see by goyim it says this is Bob Ben Bill. We see that there is a father-son relationship. But when it comes to an eved, there's considered to be no father-son relationship at all. Eved shenishtacher ein lo yichus. He's not considered to have any connection to his father whatsoever, not when he's in Eved and not when he converts. And even though you could ask the same question, what maybe people are going to say, he went from a higher level of Kedusha to a lower level of Kedusha, but the way the halacha is looking at this is even in his Eved status, he has no relationship with his father, so when he's free, and when we free an Eved, maybe we'll learn about this in the continuation of Yerodea, where an Eved is freed, becomes a full Jew, so that full Jew now is viewed as if he does not have a father at all. And therefore, none of these halachos that we learn are relevant to a slave who was free, which doesn't exist nowadays anyway. But so it is relevant to a ger. A ger has to treat his parents properly, because you shouldn't say he went from a higher level to a lower level of Kedusha, Chas v'Shalom. And that is the conclusion of Siman Reish Mem Aleph and Hilchos Kibbutz Av Aim.